Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
In the readings for this weekend, we have in the first reading the book of the prophet Jonah. Now Jonah epitomizes or models conversion in the spiritual life. The book of the prophet Jonah is the shortest of all the books in sacred scripture. It's only 4 chapters long. The book of the prophet Jonah is the funniest of all the books of sacred scripture. It's riddled with drama, great characters. It's inspired artists throughout the centuries. Strongly encourage you, take some time this week to read the book of the prophet Jonah. It'll take you maybe 15, 20 minutes at most. It's a very short book, but it's a great story. Now, in the reading that we have for this weekend, it begins with the 3rd chapter. Essentially, we are getting into the very middle of a story. So what I want to do for this weekend is concentrate on the entire book of the prophet Jonah. How does it begin? God calls Jonah to be a prophet, and to be a prophet for the people of the city of Nineveh. It's a basic biblical truth. We are a called people. The great figures in sacred scriptures are called outside of themselves, outside of their own wills, to follow the will of God. Now, contrast that with ancient philosophy, even modern philosophy. Aristotle, Plato, Kant, Nietzsche. For them, the ideal is the self-directed life. The individual that sets the tone for their own life. The person that says, my life is about me, my will, my pleasures, my desires. I decide how I am to live my life. But that's not true with the biblical figures. Abraham, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Peter, Paul, these are all great figures called by God. They do not set the tone for their lives. Instead, they surrender to God and allow God to set the tone for their lives. As I've preached to you before, your life is not about you, your wants, your will, your desires. Your life is about you in relationship with God, being called by God to do God's will. Jonah is exactly that example. Jonah is called to be a prophet by God and to be a prophet to the people of the city of Nineveh. Now, is this going to be easy for him? Absolutely not. Jonah hates the people of the city of Nineveh. Why? Because Nineveh is the capital city of Assyria, and Assyria is a sworn enemy of the nation of Israel. The Israelites have hated the Assyrians for years and years. In fact, the Israelites refer to the people of Nineveh and all the Assyrians as wicked and lawless people. More to it, we find out that Nineveh is a great city. It says it takes Jonah or a person to walk 3 days to get through the city. Now, this is a city that's comparable to New York, Paris, London, maybe Los Angeles. Jonah is called to do something he does not want to do. Which means what? God's will, God's call envelops our will. And we're going to see that soon enough. We may think we're doing what is right. Jonah thinks he's doing what is right. He hates the Assyrians. He hates the people of Nineveh because he is a good Israelite. He hates his enemies. The last thing he wants to do is to be able to be a conduit of God's grace, such that God's mercy and grace may be bestowed upon the Assyrians and the people of Nineveh. But in reality, that's not God's will. Now, what does this mean for us? It means we have to live according to God's own purposes and not our own purpose or our own will. I'll give you some examples. Say you work in the field of justice. You're a police officer, a lawyer, a judge, a legal assistant, whatever the case may be. You work in the field of justice. What does God call for you? To live a life as a servant of justice, to allow justice of God to work through you so that you may provide justice equally to all people. Say you are a writer, a journalist, maybe even a teacher. You teach people, whether it's adolescents or adults. What does God call for you? God calls you to teach the truth. Jesus once said, "I am the way, the truth, and the light." Well, you must allow the truth to be one of the central tenets of your life. The objective truth, not subjective or someone's opinion, the objective truth of Christ to be at the center of your life. See, that's the key, to live according to God's purpose and not our own. Now, does Jonah embrace God's will? Absolutely not. He resists. In the first chapter, God tells Jonah, he says, "Go east by land to the city of Nineveh." What does Jonah do? He goes west by sea to the city of Tarshish. Tarshish is a city at the very end of the Mediterranean. We would translate this as Jonah is going to Timbuktu. He's going to the furthest place where God wanted him to be. And so Jonah resists God's call. The question we have to ask ourselves is, do we do the same thing? We say to ourselves, you know, I know what God wants me to do. I know what God's will is for me. God calls me to holiness. God calls me to a virtuous life. And yet, I just can't do it right now. You know, I'm too busy with work. I have too many commitments. Maybe next week I can do that. Well, if we truly have that attitude, we are like Jonah, running away from God. We are running in the opposite direction in which God wants us to travel. Now, go to the saints. What makes a saint a saint? They respond to God's call. In fact, they make it the central organizing principle of their life. That's what makes a saint a saint. As I said before, your life is not about you. Your life is not about your will and your purpose. Instead, it's about answering the call from God and serving God's will. The story continues. Jonah boards the boat and he sets sail. And immediately upon setting sail, a storm erupts and begins to toss the boat from side to side. Now, travel by sea in the ancient world is very hazardous. These boats were wooden ships, and they were very small. They were like corks in the water, easily tossed about by the sea. Herein lies a great spiritual lesson for us all. When we resist God's call, don't expect smooth sailing in our life. In fact, when we resist God's call, we invite storms into our life. More to it, when we disobey God and resist His call, it affects others around us. Go back to the story again. Jonah resists God's call. He's in that boat. The storm erupts. That storm has the possibility of taking that ship down with all the other sailors on board that ship. When that ship goes down, it'll take everyone with it. So too with sin. Sin has an effect on the life of a community. Great example of this clergy abuse. Here you have individuals, clergy, that have rocked the very essence, the core of our church around the world. Sin definitely has an effect on the life of a community. The story continues. The sailors then begin to argue amongst themselves who caused the storm. Finally, they conclude, and they point their finger at Jonah. They believe Jonah has caused the storm, and he admits it. He says, "Yes, I resisted and disobeyed God, and therefore I am the reason why the storm occurred." So the sailors throw Jonah overboard. And as soon as they do that, The winds stop. The waves calm down. And all of a sudden, there's calm. And as we know, the next thing that happens is a whale comes by and swallows Jonah. Now notice the symbolism here. It's very clear. When we accept God's call, we have to recognize that there is a special period of preparation that we have to undergo. It's a basic biblical truth. When people are called and accept God's call, they have to be able to prepare for it before they go on mission. Moses spends several years in the desert before he goes to Egypt to liberate the Israelites who are in slavery. Joseph spends several years in Egyptian prison before he begins to ascend into the Egyptian hierarchy. Paul, on the road to Damascus, encounters Christ, and yet he does not begin to become an apostle at that time. Instead, he flees into the Arabian desert and spends 3 years there before he finally makes his way to Jerusalem and meets the apostles for the very first time. We all have a period of preparation before we are sent on our mission. More to it, Jonah's time in the belly of the whale, he feels a sense of darkness and despair. Well, we too also. There are times in our life we are challenged. We feel a sense of despair and darkness. We feel like it's dumb suffering. Instead, this is a time in which God is swallowing up our own will so that we can do the will of the Father. This is not a time of arbitrary punishment, but instead it's a time in which God is disciplining our wills so that we can do His will. Another detail, during this time which Jonah is in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, he's praying the whole time. It's easy for us to pray when things are going well for us, but it's difficult for us to pray when we are challenged. Well, we must persevere and not give up. Meanwhile, during this whole time, the whale is swimming towards Nineveh. It's bringing Jonah back to where God wanted him to be. Finally, the whale approaches Nineveh and belches Jonah onto the shore. And Jonah then walks into the city and begins preaching repentance to the people. After just one day, he is successful. The king, the people, it says even the cattle repent. They all sit and put on sackcloth and ashes. Jonah becomes a great prophet. He has answered God's call. He has preached exactly what God wanted him to preach. And God relents and shows mercy to the people of the city of Nineveh. See, herein lies a great conversion story for us all. It's the life of Jonah. Listen to God's call. Don't resist it. Allow a period of preparation for yourself in which God is swallowing up your will so that you can follow the will of God. And then realize your life will be enriched by the very measure in which you surrender yourself to be used as a conduit, as an instrument of God's grace in the world, just like Jonah. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.